I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Mayor Mark Cruzan and the City of Bloomington Community and Family Resources Department's Diversity Theater is hosting the 4th Annual Mosaic Diversity Film Festival. It takes place February 26th, 28th, and March 5th. Our guests are Festival Co-Chair Audrey Heller and Daryl Stone, who's representing the Commission on Multicultural Understanding. I wonder, Audrey, could you give us a feel for what the goal is?
Well, the goal is the same as Diversity Theater's overall goal. We hope to increase understanding of various social issues and to really be a catalyst for change.
Now, you're doing this through a variety of things. Saturday morning at the Monroe County Public Library on the 26th from 10 to 1, it's a mix of films, live theater, and discussion. Tell us a little bit about the live theater component.
Sure. The Boys and Girls Club, Drama Club at the club, is preparing a short vignette called Different Sounds, which they'll present that morning. It's very brief. It'll probably be about 15 minutes, and then we'll have a short discussion after that.
This is aimed at older children and their parents?
No, it's really aimed towards adults. The entire festival is aimed toward adults this year. In past years, we've also had films for children, but this year it's aimed towards adults. However, I think that with the Boys and Girls Clubs participating, there will be their friends and family who will come to see them.
Mm-hmm. And that's Saturday morning at the Monroe County Public Library on the 26th.
Right.
Daryl, as part of a weekend retreat, really, for the Commission on Multicultural Understanding, you're working with groups in the afternoon at the Monroe County Public Library. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. Actually, the retreat will be just that Saturday, and the participants could be students, staff, and faculty. They would come in the morning at 10:30 to register and then start at 11 to start watching the films together. There'll be a couple films. They'll watch the vignettes. Starting at 1 o'clock, everyone, the community members, students, staff, faculty, everybody can have a lunch if they register in advance, a box lunch. And then we start some discussions. And we do have Ron Osgood, who's a documentary filmmaker, is coming in, going to speak to us a little bit about that process and then also with regard to the issue of disability. This year's COMU retreat, the topic is on disability, and that's why this was such a wonderful collaboration to work with Mosaic Film Festival, because they've already planned this, so we're tag-teaming. So yes, Georgia goes into the afternoon as a tag-teaming event together to explore these issues and further understand the topic.
The morning and then the afternoon at the Monroe County Public Library on Saturday the 26th. The festival actually continues with some films that will be shown at a local cafe.
That's right. At Rachel's Cafe, we will be showing one film. It's a feature film called Two Spirits. It's a First Nations film about the male and female spirit. There are some people that have a male and female spirit. And the film really tells a tragic story about a young man who had both male and female spirit who was killed for this reason.
So that's Monday evening the 28th, and that's Rachel's Cafe, 300 East 3rd Street. The facilitator will be the First Nations Educational and Culture Center Director Brian Joseph Gilley. Then things actually wrap up the next weekend, Saturday, March 5th, and that'll be at 1 at the Glenn Black Laboratory. It's in the Mathers Museum on North Indiana. A film with discussants from the director of the City of Bloomington Safe and Civil Program, and that's Beverly Callender Anderson, and from the Indiana Legal Services Immigration and Language Rights Center, attorney Christy Popp. The Mosaic Film Festival takes place on February 26th at the Monroe County Public Library, the 28th in the evening at Rachel's Cafe, and on March 5th in the afternoon at the Glenn Black Laboratory. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.